welcome to Conversations. It's my pleasure today for you to listen and get to know Courtney. Courtney's a registered nurse in a very busy hospital in California, and she's been valedictorian of her class in her nursing class, pretty smart. She's also an awesome nurse. And Courtney, welcome today. Are you on the line?
Yeah, thank you, Caroline. Happy to be here.
Yeah, it's so great that you're here. You know, it's so fascinating what you do. I hear your stories, and I want everyone to hear some of them. And tell everyone what you do.
Thank you. Yeah, well, again, my name is Courtney. I am a registered nurse now for several years out here in sunny Southern California. I do work at a very busy hospital. I started there actually as a nursing student. So I feel blessed to be, you know, brought on board and to make a career there here at it's a wonderful Kaiser Hospital. And, you know, I started way back as a medical surgical nurse. So a little bit different from what I do today. I've kind of moved throughout the unit and departments, and I'm currently in training to become a labor and delivery nurse.
Wow.
It's a very exciting time. I've done some postpartum care, which is care of the mother and baby after the birth process, and now I'm training for this labor area, which is exciting because there we kind of wear many hats. We see mothers come through the door in what we call a triage area, which is almost similar to an emergency room, if you can imagine. You know, we never really know who will be walking through the door and in what condition they'll be. You know, and then from there, we have the mothers usually in labor. We have a labor unit. There's also operating room as needed for emergency situations like C-sections. There's a post anesthesia care unit where we care for the critical mothers after their surgeries. And then a postpartum unit where we care for the mothers and babies together. So it is very exciting, and it's quite a bit of learning that we do there. I feel like we're learning something new every day as we see, you know, a lot of healthy mothers.
Healthy mothers.
A lot of mothers,
you know, that's one of the whole aspects of health. How does mother's health affect the health of the child?
You know, I think it's everything, especially from, you know, what I've seen firsthand. We have such a diverse population here in Southern California. We have some very health conscious mothers that'll come in and seem like they're in great, you know, physical shape, and they'll talk about their, you know, diet plans they've been on, cutting back on things like sugars and high fat diet or sodium. And then unfortunately we do also see, you know, some mothers not in the best shape. They may be struggling from things like gestational diabetes or even things like gestational hypertension, and also obesity and, you know, other risk factors as well that really puts a strain not only on their labor process, but, you know, mothers with complications like that, it can definitely have strong effects, negative effects on their babies throughout the labor process, or even what we call antepartum, which is, you know, before the baby's born. So we do, you know, we do work hard, and we really are diligent to, you know, help these mothers and get them through and make sure that we do everything in our power to get their baby out safely and into their arms. Mm-hmm. So it is, you know, a very happy, joyful place to work. And unfortunately, there are rare occasions when it's, you know, sad. And we do see unfortunate events because of, you know, these health conditions that, you know, some of the mothers are struggling with.
Mm.
So it's just so important. Things like a balanced, healthy diet and, you know, light exercise, anywhere from 35 and above that are just makes them more prone to some of these risk factors. And there's also other conditions, things like preeclampsia, which have unknown causes that some women just aren't able to avoid no matter how healthy they try to be. But I think with excellent prenatal care and, you know, just making sure that they are you know, doing their best with their diet, exercise, and lifestyle choices can really, really make a big difference in their exciting stories. The first one that comes to mind was a mother who was a first-time mother who actually had twins, which is a very exciting moment. I think I'll never forget. And just seeing her go through this whole process, and it was so important to her to, you know, take great physical care of herself and to do everything that she thought was best for these babies. And unfortunately, a lot of challenges came her way. She had a condition called preeclampsia, which causes dangerous high blood pressure. She also had many other challenges, like her babies had something called jaundice. She also had problems breastfeeding, which is really important to her. And being her nurse, I was actually lucky enough to be her nurse for several days. I was able to help her through a lot of her postpartum care. And we really worked together diligently to help her with so many things, especially with breastfeeding, which was really important to her. She had a goal of exclusively breastfeeding her twin babies. And so we worked with things, everything like perfecting the breastfeeding latch. And, you know, after hours of care and one-on-one, seeing that successful latch and these babies actually breastfeed and have enough milk supply that they eventually came through their jaundice. It was just amazing to, you know, see them off and get them home. And we had a moment where we almost cried together. She gave me a hug and just let me know how thankful she was that I really was able to help her through some of these challenges. And it was just, you know, amazing to see her strength and see how determined she was. Beautiful twin babies are going to start out so great having this breast milk, which is really the best thing for them, just to set up their own health and, you know, immunity for life. So it was just amazing to be a part of the whole process. So really so passionate about what I do. And it's, you know, not only just helping the moms and the babies and, you know, the families, but a lot of these critical times where, you know, we're right at the front line helping save lives.
What kind of advice would you give her?
You know, it's hard to say where I would start. I think the ultimate thing is, you know, really preparing themselves to, you know, be a mom and knowing that these small, what may seem like small choices, choosing fresh fruit over ice cream or, you know, going for a walk instead of, you know, sitting and watching TV, that it's great prenatal care, and these choices are not only going to benefit them, but benefit them and their baby, you know, for the rest of their life. So it is so important to take great care of yourself.
So even small steps or big steps, even taking a short walk makes a huge difference in the health of the mom and probably eventually the baby in the birth process.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, there's a growing trend to have mothers be at home and having a midwife. But I think you have midwives at the hospital too, don't you?
Yeah, we actually do. I feel so thankful to work at a hospital that is so up to date with different research and evidence-based practices. We have a great healthcare team equipped with obstetricians, neonatologists, we have midwives, our registered nurses, and other assistants as well. So it really comes full circle. It's wonderful to know you can have, you know, midwives now, even in the hospital setting, and helping these mothers, you know, have either natural births or whatever their, you know, birth plan is to help them carry out that practice. And it's, you know, nice to know in emergency situations as well that you could be in a hospital setting in case something, you know, unfortunate happens. You have, you know, higher level health care team members available and in life-saving needs. So it's wonderful what is out there nowadays.
And so the recovery time, too, I've heard at the hospital is a little different from when I had my children. And they whisked them away and nurses took care of them and I saw them much later. However, now I hear that it's up to an hour or two before they allow other members of the family outside of the immediate husband or whoever the mother wants in the room. And there's a bonding time. You want to talk about that a little bit? I think it's so awesome, actually.
Yeah, I'd love to. That was, you know, really something I'm passionate about as well. It is so important for the mothers and the fathers to be able to bond with their babies. And a lot of the hospitals now are working to become what we're calling a baby friendly, which is almost like a certification where they put the baby first. It's no more nurseries and whisking the baby away to another room and separating the parents. They actually keep the baby and the parents together at all times. At no time is the baby or the mother separated unless there's, you know, a critical event. So it is amazing. Right after birth, the baby's brought right to the mother's chest, and we call it skin-to-skin time. They get at least an hour there where they can bond with the mother and or father as they choose. They immediately help the families with breastfeeding, and we have even lactation consultants that help the mothers throughout their hospital stay. It is amazing. They have come so far now to help the families with bonding. It's a wonderful thing.
Well, it sure makes motherhood a nice way to start off the life of that child and the family. It's something that I wish I had had. I'm so jealous, actually, that, and so happy for everybody that it's available to them and that we've come, like you say, we've really come a long way in understanding the importance of that bonding time. Well, I'm really happy for you and also everybody you come in contact with, because I know you have a big heart and I know that you're very diligent about your work. And going forward, you're also taking some classes, aren't you, within the system?
Yeah, thank you. I am. It is an amazing career path. I feel like there's so many different ways you can go with nursing, you know, whether it is working in a hospital setting and, you know, moving throughout departments. And we even have some nurses who, you know, aren't strictly patient care. They may be you know, doing things like research or educational practices. So it is wonderful to have that option. And personally, I'm now training to be a specialty labor and delivery nurse, whereas before I've trained for postpartum care and also got a certification to help women with breastfeeding as a lactation certified nurse. So it is an amazing path, where it gives you so many options.
And you're going to then be in the delivery room, is that right?
It is. So I currently am practicing there now as I shadow a very advanced nurse. I believe she's been a labor and delivery nurse for over 15 years now. So it is wonderful to kind of shadow her and follow in her footsteps and learn from someone so experienced.
What was it like the first time you saw the live birth?
I actually cried. I thought it was just such a beautiful experience, and it seems like a miracle what the body can do. It's a blessing to be, you know, right there as it's happening and to support these mothers and also, you know, to monitor them and their baby and assist in resuscitation as needed. So it's a very wonderful career. I'm just so blessed to be a part of it all.
Drugs during pregnancy?
Unfortunately, we do see that. It is rare, but we do at times, you know, have mothers come in intoxicated or under the influence of unknown substances, which is really sad time. We see that, that it definitely affects the babies as well. Most of those infants are actually having to be immediately transported after the birth to a neonatal intensive care unit for managing their symptoms of withdrawal or, you know, whatever else is the complication of those substances. So it is very unfortunate when we see that. It's a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. All right. Take care. God bless. Bye-bye.
Take care. God bless. Bye-bye.